It's common knowledge that getting into a top college is very hard. It's a competitive, cutthroat game that's getting harder and harder each year. I'm in eighth grade, and is college something I should be worried about? Well, I was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area. At a young age, I was enrolled in math classes, English classes, guitar classes, figure skating classes, dance classes, tennis classes. I could go on and on. I was constantly told that I had to be the best. I was told that my friends were not my friends. They were my competitors. Something my mom liked to remind me was that getting A's and finishing my homework was the absolute minimum requirement. I remember when I was in about fourth grade, my mom was helping me compile a list of goals. And at the end, she wrote, "Get into a good college." I just laughed. I was 9 years old. College seemed so far away. I hadn't even thought about it. But my mom kept a straight face and insisted that this was probably the most important goal on my list. But for the most part, I was the model kid. I got straight A's without lifting a finger. I scored 100% on almost all my tests. I did well in competitions, whether academic or athletic. Granted, I was still quite young, but my parents saw me as a very auspicious start, and they'd expect no less from me as I got older. And when I discovered my love of writing in fifth grade, my parents couldn't be more thrilled. I wouldn't be the math whiz with a C in English. Everything looked great for me. But in seventh grade, I transferred to a competitive private school. I was no longer number one in any of my classes. Things were different. I felt more and more pressure and faced failures for the first time in my life. I started to question my parents' philosophy. I started to wonder why college felt like the end goal. Yes, I knew it was important, but how could it be that important? I wondered why getting good grades or doing well in competitions came before my happiness. I never thought twice about my parents' philosophy before, because why should I? My happiness coincided with my achievement, but it was more complicated now. I found myself searching for a balance. It was a period of self-discovery for me, because I started to realize that my parents could actually be wrong. I tried to understand what I valued. It was hard to differentiate the things that I actually enjoyed doing and the things that I did just because they'd look good on a resume. But after talking to some of my classmates, I realized that I'm not the only one who's experienced something like this. Almost everyone I know has faced similar pressures and expectations, especially those who are second-generation immigrants like me. For example, my friend Alex would routinely spend hours every day just preparing for upcoming math competitions. I can't imagine that that's a very fun thing to do. Why are we doing things like this? Here's what Alex thinks.
From what I've said, I think it's really partially the parents' fault, partially some classes' fault, and partially society's fault.
And besides, getting into colleges has never been harder. Because of our population's steady increase and good education becoming more and more valuable, the demand for top colleges is skyrocketing. But instead of admitting more applicants in order to match the growing demand, these top colleges are letting their admission rates drop because they're more interested in maintaining their prestige than educating more people.
I have two kids that are both in college now, and I think it was very different then in terms of like outside pressure. I think people are much more competitive.
That's Jenny. She grew up in the Bay Area, and she thinks our generation is a lot more competitive than the last. Not only do we need to worry about being excellent kids, we also need to worry about what it means to be excellent. There are so many different aspects of a quote-unquote good student. SAT scores, GPA, extracurriculars, AP classes, summer camps, internships, the list goes on and on. The hard part is that there's no universal metric of what's good, and the standards keep on changing. There's no direct, surefire way to get into your dream college. And this is something that's very stressful for us. This is what Alex thinks.
I do think that, okay, I have to make it clear that math competitions are my passion. It just felt repetitive, what I'm doing. And I'm not sure if colleges will like that. I don't think that they'll actively look for someone who's just doing the same thing over and over.
A big part of our parents' worrying stems from this fact that it's so complicated. My parents are immigrated from China, and for them, getting into a good college was a lot more straightforward.
And what is the process like for getting into college? Like, what do you need to do?
You need to study super hard and take a college entrance exam, and you have to score at a certain score to be able to get accepted to college. So it's a uniform, like, national college entrance exam everybody has to take.
This is my mom.
So you don't have to do anything else? Like, you don't need to worry about extracurriculars or teacher recommendations or anything like that?
No, it was just that one entrance exam. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that was the determining factor, only determining factor.
For our parents, a good college education was an important part of how they became successful, which is why they insist that we get into good colleges. It makes sense. This is simply their belief, and they're projecting it onto us. And because of the complicated system and this belief that's been instilled in us that college is the ultimate goal, we're often stressed, overworked, and confused. We barely have time anymore to do things just for fun. We start to wonder if we actually enjoy doing the things that we used to.
So I was wondering, am I doing this because I was taught at a young age to do a lot of math, or am I doing this because of society, or am I doing this because I enjoy it?
Sooner or later, all of us are going to realize that these beliefs and this system is detrimental to us. Even so, it's a system that's surprisingly difficult to break out of. For one, we still think college is important. For our whole lives, everyone's always told us, get into a good college, get into a good college. That's all you have to do. And it's hard not to work as hard. We have mindsets that have been drilled into us since a young age, and they aren't easy to change. In my experience, because my parents expected so much of me, I too am very self-critical. I can't bear to tell myself to take it easy, because I feel like doing that means accepting failure. Another one of my friends said that they feel like they're constantly comparing themselves to others and trying to find ways to be better than them, even though they really want to just look at them and appreciate their strengths. We think about everything in terms of college. None of our endeavors are good unless they benefit the resume. It's a lot harder to enjoy doing the things that we used to like doing because they've been turned into quote-unquote passions to talk about in our application essays. We're not ourselves anymore. We fake interests, mold ourselves to be the perfect applicant. We spend all of our time stressing and obsessing, doing things that we don't enjoy, pretending to be people that we aren't. This is how colleges are robbing us of our childhoods. We're not allowed to just be kids anymore. So yes, college is something that I'm worried about, but I wish I wasn't. Even though college is important, it's not something we should spend all of our time thinking about. It's not the worst thing in the world if we don't get into a top college. I think it's far more important for us to still be children and do the things that we love, because why throw away the first 18 years of your life to determine where you'll be for the next four?